trophic levels. Trophic levels are stages of feeding and leaching in food chain. First trophic level is occupied by green plants. Second trophic level is made up of herbivores. The third is occupied by carnivores. The fourth trophic consists of top carnivores. They include super carnivores. Primary producers. These are autotrophic organisms which use simple inorganic substances as raw materials to synthesize organic substances used as the basic source of food in the ecosystem. Consumers. Consumers are heterotrophic organisms which feed directly or indirectly on primary producers. Primary consumers. These organisms which feed directly on primary producers are in turn eaten by secondary producers. They occupy the second trophic level of food chain. Secondary consumers. These are organisms which feed on primary consumers and provide food for tertiary consumers. They include carnivores and omnivores. Tertiary consumers. These are organisms which feed on secondary consumers. They include super carnivores. The energy flow and nutrients cycle. The continuity of ecosystem depends on the constant input and flow of energy and circulation and nutrients or matter. Recycling is continuous movement of chemicals throughout the ecosystem. The nutrient cycle is the pathway through which nutrients are replenished and circulated in an ecosystem. The energy transfer is non-cyclic, which means it is not recycled. It is always received from the sun and transferred from the producer to the top carnivore in a medium called a food chain. Loss of radiant energy from the sun to the primary producer. Reflection from the clouds and dust particles in the atmosphere. Absorption by ozone and water vapor in the atmosphere. Reflection from leaf surface. Part of salt is lost through evaporation, convection, and conduction. Ingestion. Ingestion are part eaten or ingested by animals in a trophic level are all not digested and absorbed but come out as feces. Excretion. Part absorbed is not stored. Some is excreted as waste products of metabolism, while some is stored in the body. Respiration. Amount stored is used for respiration and building of tissues. Energy loss between primary consumers and secondary consumers. Energy transferred between the primary and the secondary consumers is about 20% efficient. The reason is respiration for the by the primary consumer, excretion by the primary consumer. Not all tissues of primary consumer are ingested by secondary consumer. Ingestion by the secondary consumer. The average efficiency of energy transfer is higher from animal to animal than from plant to animal. In other words, carnivores make more efficient use of their food than herbivores do. The reason is plants contain a higher proportion of cellulose and lignin, which are indigestible and unavailable to herbivores as energy source. However, in aquatic ecosystems, the average efficiency of energy transfer from producers to primary consumers is about 90%. This is because most primary producers are algae. However, most algae materials is digested in herbivores than in plants, which form most primary producers in terrestrial ecosystem. The loss of thermodynamics used to explain energy flow in ecosystems. Energy transformation from chemical to heat and loss of energy in the process of transmission conform to the process of thermodynamics. The first law of thermodynamics, which is the law of conservation of energy, states that energy can neither be created nor destroyed, but can be transformed from one form to another. The second law of thermodynamics states that in performing work, no energy conversion can be 100% efficient, and that some must escape as heat. The first law deals with energy transformation from radiant in the sun to chemical producers, then in producers we have from chemicals to heat, then in animals from chemicals to kinetic and heat. The second law supports loss of energy. The process when herbivores feed on plants and carnivores, also feed on herbivores, making the producers the group with the highest amount of energy. Summary of energy transfer in the food chain. The primary source of energy in the ecosystem is the sun. This radiant energy is transformed into chemical energy by producers in photosynthesis. This makes plants producers in the food chain. The energy is transmitted through a series of trophic levels to the final trophic level. Types of food chains in ecosystem. Herbivores, which form the primary consumers, feed on the plant materials formed from primary production. Most of primary production is lost through fragments of decomposing materials from dead organisms, fallen leaves, twigs, branches, and so on. These constituents litter and humus and are called detritus. Detritus is fed on some by animals and saprophytes. 1. Animals, which feed on this decomposing materials by method, are called detritivores. Organisms that feed saprophytically on decomposing materials are called decomposers and include bacteria and fungi. The detritus food chain. It is the linear feeding relationship in which the primary consumer feeds on a dead organic matter. Grazing food chain. It is the linear feeding relationship in which the primary consumer is a herbivore. Ecological pyramid. An ecological pyramid is a diagrammatic representation of feeding relationships and energy transfer through the biotic components of the ecosystem. The main purpose of ecological pyramid is to illustrate the decrease in available energy in an ecosystem. There are three types of ecological pyramids, namely pyramid of numbers, pyramid of biomass, and pyramid of energy. Pyramid of numbers. A pyramid of numbers is a dynamic representation of total number of organisms in each trophic level of food chain. Features of ecological pyramids. 1. The number of individuals in each trophic level decreases progressively as one moves up the pyramid. This is due to energy loss along the food chain. The size of organism from bottom to top of the pyramid increases. The biomass decreases by the pyramid. The same explanation above. The energy decreases up by the pyramid. Pyramid of biomass. Biomass is the total mass of organisms of a species in a given area at a particular time. Pyramid of biomass is the diagrammatic representation of the total dry mass of organisms at each trophic level in food chain. Pyramid of biomass is used to overcome the disadvantages in using the pyramid of numbers. Disadvantages of pyramid of biomass. 1. Fresh water values are not accurate. 2. Dry weight procedures may be tedious. 3. Organisms may be killed or destroyed. 4. It considers only the standard state of organisms, but not rate of production. Food web. Advantages of the pyramid of energy. 1. Input of solar energy can be added as an extra rectangle at the base. Efficiency of energy between different trophic levels can be compared. Used to compare efficiency of energy in different ecosystems. Weight for weight. Two species have the same mass, may not have the same energy. Food web. A food web is made up of several interconnected food chains, showing feeding relationships among organisms in an ecosystem. Food web is what exists in reality, rather than food chain. This is because feeding relationships are usually complex and involve several interwoven food chains. For instance, a food chain involving maize, grasshopper, lizard, and hawk in this order gives an impression that maize is the only food for grasshopper, or grasshopper is the only animal that feeds on maize plants. Food web means that an organism can derive nutrients from more than one type of organisms and also can be fed on by more than one organ. Ecological niche. This is the physical space occupied by an organism and its functional role based on its way of life through the ecosystem. A niche can be defined as the role played by an organism and ecosystem based on its way of life. It is the totality of an organism's way of life. The niche summarizes feeding habits, habitats, or how it produces and behaves. Methods of determined food chain and food web. 1. Direct observation. In this method, the organism is observed when feeding using naked eyes, binocular vision or cameras, so that one can identify its diet. Problems are associated with direct observation. The presence of an observer may alter the actual feeding behavior of the organism, such that the observer may not have the real picture of the organism's diet. 2. Gut examination. The organism is captured, dissected, and its gut contents examined using a hard lens. It's possible to identify food taking. Problems associated with gut examination. The method is destructive since the organism is killed. Radioactive method. This is the most modern method of contracting food chain. This method, a radioactive isotope such as phosphorus 32, is incorporated in organic fertilizers and applied to a plant. An organism which feeds directly or indirectly on a plant will have a trace of the isotope in its body. A radioactive detector such as Geiger-Müller counter is used to detect the presence of isotope in herbivores and carnivores in order to detect organisms which feed directly or indirectly on the plant. Biological association, symbiotic relationship. This is the living together in close association of two or more organisms of different species to the benefit of at least one of them. Examples of symbiotic relationship are mutualism, commensalism, and parasitism. Ecosymbiote is a symbiote external to its partner. Example, ectoparasite. Endosymbiotic is a symbiote within its partner. Example, endoparasite. Obligate symbiont is a biont which cannot survive without its partner. Facultative symbiote is a symbiote which can survive without its partner. Mutualism is a close association between two organisms of different species, which is beneficial to both partners and does not harm any partner. Example is herbivorous mammal and anaerobic bacterial in the gut of mammal. The termite and the flagellate, rhizobium and the root nodules of the leguminous plant, the hermit crab and the sea anemone. Commensalism. This is a close association between two organisms of different species, which is beneficial to one and does not affect the other. Examples is the shark and the hemora fish, the cattle egret and the cow, an orchid and a lichen growing on a tree. Parasitism. This is a close association between two organisms of different species, which is beneficial to one. The parasite lives on the host and derives benefits from it causing harm to it. Parasitism, a close association between two organisms of different species, in which a smaller organism known as the parasite lives on another organism called the host and causes harm to it. Parasite is an organism which lives on another organism called the host and causes harm to it. Effects of parasites on host. It reduces death growth. It causes diseases. It causes death. Examples of parasitism. A protist on the cocoa plant. A fungi on the maize plant. Dodder plant on milk bush. Adaptation of parasites. They have high reproductive rates. They have special organs for attachment. They have special organs for absorbing food nutrients. Epiphytism. This occurs when a small plant called epiphyte grows on and is supported by another plant. An epiphyte is a small plant which grows and is supported by another plant. The epiphyte can undergo photosynthesis and does not take any food nutrients from the host plant, but due to competition for sun, light, and air. Adaptation of epiphytism. They normally grow on rotten organic materials. Their roots absorb water and mineral salts. Predation. Predation is the capture and consumption of organisms by other organisms to sustain life. Competition in ecosystem. Competition is the struggle or interaction between organisms for one or more limited resource in the environment. Types of competition, transeptic competitions and interceptic competition. Transitive competition occurs when members of the same species struggle for one or more limited resources in the habitat. But intercepted competition. This occurs when individuals of different species struggle for a limited resource in the environment. Aggregation is a form of animal behavior in which an animal attacks or assaults another. It occurs mostly in vertebrates.